Thank you for listening to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. We are on digital, FM, Sirius Satellite Radio, and online at npr.org/Bryant Park. I'm Allison Stewart.
And I'm Rachel Martin. Coming up, the BPP Book Club is in session. Allison's interview with Hisham Mater. He wrote the book, our first inaugural book in the book club, In the Country of Men. And he joined us from London, where he lives now, in our studios there.
He actually grew up in Libya, much like the character in the book. He'll talk a little bit about that and what he saw as a child. But first, let's get some news headlines.
This is NPR.
NATO leaders formally opened their summit in Bucharest today amid disputes over how far the military alliance should expand. Here's NPR's Michelle Kelman.
A trumpeter played a tribute to NATO troops who have died in service as leaders of the alliance got down to work in Bucharest today to talk about the growing numbers of missions abroad. White House officials are sounding encouraged about NATO's commitment to Afghanistan as countries pitch in more troops for the fight against the Taliban. But enlargement has become a divisive issue. The Bush administration is at odds with France and Germany over offering a path toward future membership for ex-Soviet states Georgia and Ukraine. Greece is blocking an invitation to Macedonia because it doesn't approve of the former Yugoslav Republic's use of the same name as a province in Greece.
NPR's Michelle Kelleman reporting there. Al-Qaeda's second-in-command Ayman al-Zawahiri is rejecting criticism that al-Qaeda attacks have killed thousands of innocent people. Al-Zawahiri says if an innocent person was killed in the Mujahideen's operation, it was either an unintentional error or out of necessity. His comments came in a 90-minute audio response to questions posted on a website by al-Qaeda supporters, critics, and journalists. Al-Qaeda's media arm announced in December that al-Zawahiri would respond to questions posted on an Islamist website. This session was the first in a series of responses. And to this country now, it's official, kind of. Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke has acknowledged for the first time that the U.S. may be in a recession.
A recession is possible, but a recession is a technical term defined by the National Bureau of Economic Research, depending on data which will be available quite a while from now.
He spoke yesterday in front of a Congressional Economic Committee. He went on to paint a grim financial picture in the short term.
It now appears likely that real gross domestic product will not grow much, if at all, over the first half of 2008. And could even contract slightly.
He struck a sunnier tone when talking about the second half of the year and into 2009, when Bernanke expects growth to strengthen as the Fed's recent rate cuts and fiscal stimulus package take root in the economy. And the U.S. House of Representatives has passed a five-year reauthorization of the Bush administration's global AIDS program. The program, known as the President's Emergency Plan for AIDS Relief, provides money to treat people infected with HIV and also funds prevention efforts. Though the bill has been criticized for heavy emphasis on abstinence-oriented strategies, it's been popular with lawmakers in both parties and passed overwhelmingly. The bill sets aside $50 billion in funding for the program. That's the news. It is always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.